It's cost, you know, like Andrew says, it's cost.
Okay, well, let's welcome now Eddie Willems from the European Institute for Computer Antivirus Research. Hello, Eddie.
Hi.
Well, you've heard this debate here about, you know, actually whether it's hype and actually how easy it is for small businesses or not to protect themselves. I mean, your job is basically watching the web all the time, isn't it? Looking out for viruses before they hit.
Exactly.
What do you see and how vulnerable do you think we are?
Well, at this moment, it's really getting a larger problem than everybody is thinking. If we really look in the history, like we see, for instance, the attack of Slammer in the beginning of this year, and also the three large attacks we saw in August, and we tried out also to find on the web itself what it really does, what the behavior of all these things is to the web and what it's going to do with the internet.
Mm.
Now, if we look at the statistics, we saw that about definitely the Slammer worm and also the lost attacks from Sobeek, that it has caused about 20% of lost packets. This means in plain English that several parts in the world were not, well, at that moment, you couldn't possibly contact some particular parts of the world.
Right.
And that's what we saw. And okay, that's really getting a problem than we think.
Okay, 08700 100 110 or walesatwork@bbc.co.uk. Simon from Cardiff's been in touch and Simon says antivirus products do not need to be updated every day as antivirus companies usually update definition files on a weekly basis. Only if a high alert virus is released will a patch be released. Simon, thank you very much. And Simon Valor in Llandudno, how protected do you think people are? I mean, you know, we've had this debate about antivirus and about backing up and things like that. Do things like that make a difference?
Yes, they do. But as someone was saying, I mean, if I had a large business to back up, I mean, even though it's very needed, to actually restore those backups could take a long time. I mean, some universities you see have 10,000 plus machines.
Mm.
Now, to back up that data itself would take a long time.
Okay, and what about Martin?
Yeah.
Martin?
Well, these companies, I mean...
Simon?
I can speak for a university itself.
Yeah.
I can't name the university, but they were supposedly running the most secure system in the world.
Right.
I mean, I'll say OpenBSD. I'm sure some of the experts here will agree with me that it's one of the most secure operating systems in the world. But these had a huge hole, a gaping big hole in their system configuration, which any, not even a hacker, but someone who's just interested in hacking itself.
I mean, I know this is a bit mean, but I mean, is that because the university isn't bright enough to develop a system, or is it that the hackers are very clever?
Well, no, this is a very, as I say, this is one of the most biggest technical colleges in the world in the US. So, I mean, these system administrators, even when I pointed out this hole to them, they were extremely slow in getting back to me. I spent 3-4 hours on the phone trying to highlight them to this.
Okay, 08700 100 110 is the number. Now, I want to ask you in a minute, Simon, how you got caught. But first of all, Eddie, you heard Simon just now talking about the Sobeek virus and saying that the next date to watch is the 10th of December. Is this the kind of information that you have all the time? You kind of know something's coming round or something's likely to be activated on a certain date and then you try and act?
No. That's not how it works. It's very difficult to say when something is going wrong. The problem is I'm always on watch. This means that I'm 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. I'm available, and yeah, then a virus can hit any day, and that's always a problematic thing.
Okay, I mean, I think those of us not in your world are finding this very hard to imagine, Eddie. You sit at a computer, what are you looking at? You're looking through websites all the time.
No. The things we got is, let us say, we got some information from the antivirus industry itself.
Right.
We have an own information system, that's the antivirus industry itself as well. And we also got a lot of information from, let us say, the large corporates in the world. And that means that you get pretty clear, good information of all the systems of all the PCs and all the vulnerable systems in the world, so you have a pretty good idea what is going on in the complete world at that moment.
Okay, now, I mean, you're sitting there doing that work. You were telling me earlier that you've seen things from Pentagon and from NATO flying about. So do you tend to agree with those who feel that the global economy could come to a halt from the next virus?
Well, the problem is, if you look at that, that's just what I was saying, the real problem is not... to say you could indeed doing something like backups, taking and something like that is a good thing to do. However, if a new virus comes out, which is of just, let us say, is using five techniques in, which we've seen over the past year, and it's accumulating these techniques, and it's just a little bit better worked out, then we think... there are really good indications that the real problem is not really taking the backups and putting the backups, restore the backups again. The real problem will be that sometime the internet will go down because of maybe a denial of service attack to the 13 DNS servers in the world where everybody, well, gets the address from. And at that moment, then we have a real problem. Because at that moment, you can't get your updates anymore.
Yeah.
And that's what we are seeing.
And then they're very vulnerable. Eddie, thank you very much. And Eddie's from the European Institute of Computer Antivirus Research. Andrew.
I just said viruses probably...